Blog Talk Radio.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Well, it's morning here in California. It's 10:30 a.m., and I know we have callers from all over. You are listening to My Supernatural Life, and I am Frankie. I am a life coach. I call myself an accomplishment coach, and I have Mr. Anthony, an amazing astrologer, very intuitive. And we're here to answer your questions. We typically do the show at night, but we wanted to do a special day show. So, hey, Mr. Anthony, how you doing?
We're good. How's everybody doing out there? I'm sure everybody is looking forward to the full moon. There's a full moon, everybody, on April 30th, which is Monday. So a lot of people always ask me, hey, Mr. Anthony, what's the purpose of a full moon? Well, the purpose of the full moon is to, full moon is going to be the sun in Taurus and the moon in Scorpio. So Taurus means anything with money, finances. Scorpio means letting go of any emotions or feelings that no longer serve you. So it's going to affect a lot of people. So it's going to affect Taurus people, Scorpio people, Leo, Aquarian. So those four main signs, sum it up. So the full moon is going to be on Monday, April 30, 2018. And then the full moon phase, at least through April 3rd. So basically what that means, everybody, is if you have any emotions that need to be released, whatever they may be, it could be over relationships, could be money, could be family, could be kids, grandkids, whatever. So all that during this next full moon, because a lot of people that I talk to, that I consult with, a lot of them are involved in the medical field and even legal field. And they always want to know about the full moon because they tell me during the full moon, especially people who work in hospitals, they get busier. So it basically means a lot of people are dealing with their emotions. And then the other thing could be for a lot of people is love, romance, career. And right now, Venus, which is the goddess of love. Because a lot of people want to know about love. Right, Frankie?
Yeah, and letting go of feelings that no longer serve you.
So you're looking at Venus as the goddess of love. Money, finances, relationships, all that good stuff. So Venus, which is the goddess of love, it's in Gemini. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? What it means if you're a Gemini, an air sign Gemini, air sign Libra, air sign Aquarius, this is a time of new beginnings for relationships. So Venus is in Gemini. That started April 23rd, 28th. It'll be in Gemini all the way through May 19th. So it's new beginnings for Geminis, Libras, Aquarians. For love, romance, new beginning. So that's a good timing right there. And a lot of people want to know about health, diet, sex. So in astrology, Mars is the energy of health. So right now Mars is in Capricorn through May 18th. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means if you're a Capricorn person, Virgo, Taurus, and if you're born between 1984 and 1999, you could get pregnant during this time. That's going to be all the way through May 16th. And if you're a career person who's a Capricorn or Cancer, you're looking at anything with real estate, property, things of that nature coming up. A lot of people want to know about real estate, but buying real estate. And then this whole thing with Mercury retrograde. We just came out of the Mercury retrograde as of April 16th. So a lot of people always ask me that same question. Well, is retrograde good or bad, Mr. Anthony? Well, retrograde basically means to reassess, reevaluate, reconsider, redo. And it's in the sign of Aries. Aries always means the I am energy. I am creative, I am moving forwards, I am self-realized. So Mercury will be in Aries all the way through May 13th. So that when Mercury was retrograded, Mercury is the ruling planet of Gemini and Virgo. So if you're a Gemini or Virgo, this past Mercury retrograde was a good time to reconnect with this whole idea of I am energy, I am spirit, I am self-realization. Anything with I am going on. And then we're going to have Venus goes into Cancer. So Venus, once again, everybody, means love, money, self-respect, self-esteem, relationships. It'll be in Cancer from May 20th through June 14th, 2018. So Venus in Cancer. So if you're a Cancer water sign, Scorpio water sign, or Pisces water sign, then you're looking at new beginnings for love, romance, career, relationships during that window with Venus in Cancer. That's from May 20th through June 13th, 2018. And then Mars still means, Mars is action, health, diet, sex. That goes, Mars goes into Aquarius between May 16th and June 25th, 2018. And then what happens, everybody, is that Mars, the planet of action, or the god of action, is going retrograde from June 25th all the way through August 26th, 2018. Mars will be retrograde in Aquarius. So that'll be interesting. So people always ask me, oh, Mr. Anthony, is Mars retrograde good or bad? Well, it basically means you're born between 1995 and about 2008. It's going to affect that group of people a lot as far as career, as far as maturity, as far as life, and as far as the friends you hang around with. So it's really going to affect that group. But it really affects everybody with Mars retrograde, because Mars does mean health and diet and exercise. So basically, with Mars in Aquarius, and then when Mars goes retrograde during that time, it's going to affect a lot of air signs, Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra, and also Aries. And it's also going to affect if you're a Leo or Aquarius especially, because Aquarius and Leo represent the heart of the human body. So in other words, with Mars retrograde for 3 months, 2.5 months, you're looking at reassess, reevaluate your exercise program, especially if you're an Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio, or Taurus during that window.
Well, awesome.
So a lot of stuff going on.
It's a lot of stuff, and it always is. And I want our listeners, we have callers to get to on the switchboard, but I want everybody to know that you can go to our page and you can download this podcast so you can, you know, listen to your reading. You can listen to whatever Mr. Anthony has said here and just have it for yourself, you know. So that's great.
That's a good point, Frankie, because a lot of people, the thing with astrology is that everybody is all 12 signs. So when somebody says, well, I'm a Gemini or oh, I'm a Virgo, what they're basically saying is that the sun up in the sky was in that sign. But everybody has 9 other signs, which is the moon, Gray, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. So when people do a reading with Mr. Anthony, I will share that with you because everybody is all 12 signs. Like in my case, I have sun in Virgo, but I have a Pisces moon. So I was born on a full moon. And then you, Frankie, you have sun, moon, and Gemini. So Gemini means anything with thinking, acting, analyzing. But you have other 8 signs in you because you do have Mercury in Cancer when you were born, which means you're very sensitive. You're more sensitive than what you appear to be. Because Cancer is a water sign. So you have Mercury in Cancer. So I'm a Virgo, but I have Mercury in Leo, and Leo's a fire sign. So Leo wants to have fun and joke around. So I'm always joking around because Leo wants to laugh. So when I'm talking about the planet, a lot of people always ask me, well, I'm a Leo, so why should I care about Mars and Aquarius? Well, the answer is that Aquarius is the opposite sign of Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So with Mars and Aquarius during that time, you're looking anything on health or diet, as far as exercise, will be the most important thing during that time. So basically, everybody's all 12 signs. So that's why when I talk about the planetary lineup, somewhere in your astrology, you have that sign inside of you. Because astrology corresponds with the human body.
Wow. You're so, what I love, we're going to get on a call right now, but what I want to say is that I really like your approach. It's very scientific and, you know, almost like in the, you know, physiological realm. It's not just a woo-woo kind of thing, and I know astrology is complicated, so I always love to hear all the nuances that you know. So so what we're going to do, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. We're going to jump
on. You know what, Frankie? It's because it's my supernatural life with Frankie Hernandez.
It is. It is a supernatural life. It's all our supernatural life. So I'm going to jump on. We're going to get a call. You have one question. So we want to know your name, where you're calling from, and your date of birth. And then you can give us your question. All right. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from, and what is your date of birth?
This is Tanika from New York. Nice to hear from you guys again. My date of birth is
hi.
Is September. Hi. Hi, Miss Anthony.
Hi. Are your first name again?
Yep, Tanika.
How do you spell that?
T A N E K A.
Yeah, Tanika, hi, how are you? You're a Virgo.
Yes, I am.
What is it? 9-9-6?
9-3.
What is it, 95?
78.
You sound like you were born in 1995.
Yeah, I get told that a lot.
What's your question, Tanika?
I have been speaking this week to someone online by the name of Adam, and we were talking about meeting and talking about getting to know each other and that kind of thing, and all of a sudden his account disappeared last night. So I'm not really sure what to make of him. I'm just wondering if you guys pick up anything about him or if we met, if anything would happen between us, like something established, any kind of like future there or anything like that. Like what's the deal with him? Because now I don't know really what to think. And I'm just like wondering overall, you know.
So what is this guy's date of birth?
I don't know.
Okay, so your question is about him.
Yeah.
So in other words, you guys have been seeing each other, and you guys are getting along, and then, well, let me ask you this. Did things change with the relationship after March 20th?
We just started talking online, like, at the beginning of April, and things got really personal this week where we started to talk about, because he lives in a different state. He lives in Dallas. And we've never met. So this week we were talking about possibly meeting. You know, he was willing to fly up here. And it seemed like it was moving to a new level. So, you know, I don't know if it was something that's going to evolve into anything or if he's not serious. Like, I don't really know what to make of him.
Okay, so you guys were in contact after April 20th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm seeing, Tanika, is that with this guy, it was like a – did you guys meet in a sudden way or you guys met online?
Online.
Okay. What I'm seeing that this whole online dating thing with this guy and you, but also with him, is that something happened in a sudden way. Well, he's starting to put his – either something personal happened or worked with money, or he got involved with somebody else that he met online, or both. But what I'm seeing here, especially with this next full moon coming up, is that there's going to be a sudden contact from him to you.
So
it's kind of like, what I'm really seeing is kind of like right now you're like in a tornado. The tornado's like 10 miles away from you. You're trying to decide if you want to leave your home or wait it out. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm seeing with this guy, a lot of chaos around him. Does he have any – does he have two kids as far as you know?
As far as I know, he has one. I don't think he has two. I think he just has one. He showed me a picture
before
of his daughter.
So what I'm seeing is some kind of drama with the baby mama regarding his kid over money. But there's a lot
okay.
of chaos going around this guy. So basically what I'm seeing is that if you don't have any contact between now and May 5th, move on. But right now it's like it's up in the air. Do you like this guy?
I mean, I thought I did, but I don't want to be, you know, not knowing the whole story and not involved. I don't want to be involved in drama, and I don't want to have stuff being kept from me, you know, if stuff like that is going to happen.
And then what about you? Were you seeing somebody else before you met this guy?
No, I was not dating. Like, I just wasn't ready to start dating.
Okay. Are you open to meeting brand new people?
Yeah, I think I am, yeah.
Are you still doing the online dating thing?
He, like, hit me up on a social media site. It wasn't even like he hit me up on a online dating site because I don't even really pay attention to those.
Okay. Can you get pregnant?
I don't know. I've tried.
Okay, because what I'm feeling is that if you hook up with this guy or anybody else between now and the next 4 weeks, you could get pregnant in a sudden way for you. Have you gotten pregnant before, but it didn't happen?
In my early 20s.
Okay. I'm
not
feeling that the spirit of that baby that didn't check in at that time wants to come back to you and be born.
I would love that. I mean, I've tried, but it hasn't happened. Like in my 30s, I was trying in a relationship I was in, but for some reason it doesn't happen with me. I don't know what it is.
So what you're going through for the next 4 weeks, it's like a sudden pregnancy. You could meet somebody else in a sudden way online and hook up, and then you could get pregnant there. Or this guy comes back into your life in the next 5 days.
Do you think that he's bad for me? Like, is he too filled with drama and, like, secrets or something? Like, is he bad?
I'm glad you asked. Well, right now, yes. But it's going to pass. It's not going to last forever. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm feeling is that he will make contact between now and May 1st with this full moon coming up. So just be aware that you could get pregnant in a sudden way, but I'm also seeing that you're going to meet somebody, another two people online in the next 4 weeks anyway. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are there twins in your family?
Only one aunt. She has a boy-girl set.
So what is your take, Frankie?
My take is, you know, to take your time. Next time around, like, you know, it's easy to kind of start conversations on social media platforms or online dating, and I get that that's not what you were doing. But just really, like, meeting people, getting to know them off of that, you know, off of that is probably where you want to start, like, investing, like, being ready to invest, like, your interest in that person. It's almost like you can't take somebody seriously prior, because they can disappear, right? And then you
right.
also want to look, like, create a list of, like, what you want in a relationship. What is your guy like? Where does he live close by? Does he have children? Does he want to have children? Has he been married before? Has he, you know, is he generous? Is he funny? Is he serious? Is he whatever? And write it all down so that you can get really clear about what it is you're looking for, and when it shows up, you're like, ah, I created that. That's exactly what I want. Or something shows up, and you say, that's exactly what I don't want. That's like the opposite of what I said I wanted, right? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's important to get really clear about what you want and what you're creating in your life so that you can have it, And this guy just sounds, you know, I've dated online and stuff before, and I don't do it anymore. It doesn't work for me. It works for a lot of people. It doesn't work for me. I'm more interested in, you know, meeting people who are involved in what I'm involved in, you know, and making a connection. And I'm outgoing, so that works for me, you know. I don't have any problem going up to somebody and just, you know, saying, hi, how are you? So great to meet you, or I noticed this, and, you know, in an authentic way if I'm interested in people. So I know it's really challenging, but it's worth it if you invest in yourself, in creating what you want and how you're going to, and, like, you know, let it start showing up in your life. Does that make sense? And forget, you know what, I know it's hard. I know we get really interested and, you know, other people kind of dangle something that is really appealing to us. But I want you to know it's not about him. It's about you and what sparked inside of you and knowing that's alive inside of you and that it can connect with a real person on a really profound level. That's what you get to take away from this experience with this guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And what I'm saying for you, Tanika, is this whole idea of clarity versus chaos. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, there's a lot of chaos around this guy, but you have more clarity inside of you as far as what kind of guy you want to be with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Meaning, this guy is drama right now, but that's not your drama. It's his drama. You don't want to get involved with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and I also didn't know if that was going to change. Like, I know all of us as adults have drama at this age, and I'm like, you know, things can change. Like, maybe things are going to pass. Maybe he's actually a trustworthy person in a bad situation. You know, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I didn't know, like, if this was going to get better or if it's just a trouble situation and just stay away altogether. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm seeing is that whether he's in your life or not, that you're the ones who'd be going through that.
I'm
because,
the one that
goes through what you're looking for is a relationship that's going to be what you want, which is love, clarity, and balance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I would say, like Frankie said, with this full moon, is that you're going to be more emotional than usual as far as relationships. So in other words, you don't want to settle right now. So say this guy calls you on May 1st, and he wants to go see you within 2 days. Would you say yes or no at that point?
In a way, I kind of want to because I want to look him in the eye to see if he's dishonest. But I know I would probably, you know, be level-headed and probably say no. But in a way, I just kind of want to get to know already if he's, you know, if he's trouble or not. But probably not.
Well,
I
would say that it's an opportunity for you to have more clarity as far as a relationship because it's a new beginning for you when it comes to relationships for you personally. But I'm seeing that you're going to meet two new guys whether this guy calls you or not.
Okay.
I'm seeing like initial G first name or initial uh-huh. S first name. So as far as your love cycle, it's going to last for another month where you're going to meet new people anyway, whether this guy calls you or not.
Okay. He seemed like a nice, stable guy on top of that, like very level-headed. But
yeah, he is. What I'm really feeling is that it's like temporary chaos in his life, and when he does connect with you, he's going to explain like what's going on in his life. It's just a matter of how much you want to hear about that. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and the thing with guys, they talk a lot, especially in the beginning. Either they talk a lot about their drama with other people. I'm kind of feeling there's some drama there with the baby mama of this kid. That's what I'm really feeling.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Meaning, once he contacts, he starts talking about that.
If he will, hopefully.
He's gonna like mention it. But he's not going to dwell on it because he wants to come back and focus on you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely going to chaos.
Oh, boy.
So you know what? I do personal readings, Tanika. You can call or text me to make a reservation at 661-492. 0065, the Mr. Anthony mobile phone, or email me at MrAnthony@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay.
His readings are pretty good. They're extensive, and they go through all kinds of stuff. And, you know, they're also very positive in, like, what you have to look forward. Even though you're going through some kind of breakdown, you know, there's always, first of all, it's temporary. And second of all, it sucks to be invested in somebody that just disappears. That's really bad. That's like, that's
I know.
So bad. It's so
I know. My defenses. I know. My defenses were already up. I wasn't on social media for that. You know, I just was on it just to pass the time, entertain myself. I was already just not looking for that. And then this person contacted me. I ignored him at first for like 2 weeks. And then, but I thought he was attractive, but still, you know, I was just like not looking for that. And then now we started talking, and he seemed stable and safe. And then now this happened, and defenses are all the way back up again. I don't even know what to think.
Right. Well, you know, just stay in the kind of what you know and what's in front of you. You know, be really present. I don't know if you do anything like, you know, even breathing, like, you know, when you focus on your breathing, like just, you know, 5 breaths in and 5 breaths out, it just focuses you to being present and in this moment. And I know we can tend to, you know, have our brain and our mind just kind of racing in all kinds of different directions. And, you know, the truth is, you know, you're here and you're open to a relationship and you're open to family. And that's just stand there. Stand there. Someone will meet you there. You don't have to be getting on an airplane. Okay?
Yeah.
And then for you, Tanika, you're an earth sign Virgo, as you know. Virgo means to analyze stuff. So is that true about you? Do you analyze stuff a lot?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, psychoanalyze this thing from top to bottom between last night and today about all these different scenarios.
So what I would suggest for you is like Epsom salt bathing.
Mm-hmm.
Would calm you down and center you, or being around nature, or because you're an earth sign, being around live plants wherever you live or live plants outside, that would balance you out because you're an earth sign.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Because right then, here's another thing with this next full moon, everything is amplified 20 million times. Whatever you may feel or think, everything's amplified. So during this full moon phase, being an earth sign, that would help you. Epsom salt bathing, massage, soak your feet in water, being around plants would balance you out.
Yeah, that sounds like something I could use for sure right now, because I'm all like amped up about this, like thrown off, you know, like really.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's scary. And I want you to know, it has nothing to do with you. This guy is going to go do whatever he's going to do, and it has nothing to do. It's not personal. Like, whatever you're thinking, what you did, what did I say? Did I say something to you? Whatever. It has nothing to do with you. This guy has his life in Dallas or wherever he's at.
Right.
And that's where he's at. So, you know, just like it had nothing to do with you before you started talking to him, it has nothing to do with you now.
It's so messed up because it's really messed up because he tried to talk to me at first and I always ignored him. And then he came off as like really sincere, like really stable. And he was showing me flights and stuff that he could take. And then I was like, oh my gosh, let me stop being mean. This person really just wants to just go to Panera and just go to lunch. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, really just starting to be like, okay, I could open up and just be normal like everyone else around my age who tries to date. Like, how am I going to ever meet someone? I know I don't want to be alone forever. And then this happens, and I'm like, I don't know. I think so many things. Like, if it was me and I was talking to me online and to the level that we were talking, I would try to find a way to contact me, maybe through friends of a friend online, to let me know that, you know, it's not about me. He's going through whatever. But to just disappear like this, it might not even be his fault, but my defenses are, like, so high back up now. I don't know, social media can do this to you too. This is the power of electronics and meeting people electronically. Like, it's really poison.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. I don't have anybody on social media that's not my, that I've not met. I deleted probably a couple hundred people recently, you know, that just was putting up with their stuff that was showing up in my feed, and I'm like, why am I even bothering? I don't even know this person. And I just deleted a bunch of people, and I'm on lockdown, and I want to see people that I care about, like what they're up to, and I want to stay connected, but I don't want to see a bunch of other crap, and it's mine. It's my social media. I have the power to have people in it or not. And so it's taken me a long time to get to that point. But, you know, I have no problem deleting people. I'm like, you know, and I don't accept new requests from people that I don't know. And they may be friends of like 20 friends of mine. I don't care. I don't know them. I've not met them. They're not my friend. And I'm not going to say you're my friend.
I'm like that, too. I'm very discriminating. I hardly ever even, you know, talk back because a lot of guys go online and then they see a picture and they have in their head you're this person every day when you're like, no, that was just a picture of one good day. Like they make up a fantasy, whatever. And then I don't get caught up in that. I really don't. I don't know these people, so I don't really talk online. I just go there for entertainment. And
Well, what do you do to kind of, like, do you pray? Do you, what do you do to kind of ground yourself?
I just started, like, working out. Also try to do, like, a little bit of meditation, but it's hard for me to just calm down. Hopefully, as the weather gets nicer, I start to go back out in nature because that really does help me. But right now, I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you
so,
know,
so
I would...
So how do you feel, how do you feel about candles, Tanika?
Hello?
Wait, how do I feel about what?
How do you feel about candles?
Chemical?
Candles, like lighting a candle
oh.
and do like a five-minute
like
meditation in front of a candle. How do you feel about that?
I like them.
You see, now that's something really simple. All you got to do is light the candle, and the thing with the candle light, the fire light on the candle, that's the fire element. The energy from the fire from the candle connects with your heart chakra. Or energy center. All you gotta do is close your eyes, put in front of the candle in a safe place, of course, and then after 5 minutes, then you can be on your way.
That sounds good.
See, the fire represents, as far as the element of fire, represents creativity, expansion of your consciousness, and balance of your brain and heart. So it serves a very practical purpose for like 5 minutes meditation or whatever you want to call it in front of a candle. And I would suggest for you, I would suggest two candles, the color red.
Okay.
That's something you could do for yourself in the morning or evening to center your spirit and body.
I'll look for that.
It's going to be okay. Don't take it personally. Do things that you love. Get back. You have to find things that you absolutely love and do them, like in a, you know, like kind of very intentionally, okay, until you feel better. So whatever that is, healthy things, okay?
Yeah, I will. I just want to learn about, like, who to trust and who not to, you know, that's what this is about, I guess.
Yeah,
if
well,
you
want to
do a personal reading with Mr. Anthony, Tanika, you could just call or text 661-482-0065, or you can text me at Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com.
Okay.
You know, I would also suggest incense for you.
Mm-hmm.
That would calm me down.
Yeah, that would. I could do that.
Just to keep in mind, once again, with this full moon, whatever you feel or think is going to be amplified. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the key to this is to balance your energy. It's okay to be emotional, but you don't want to be emotional 24/7, right?
Right. When it comes to, like, relationships and love, I get like this. Like, it's like I'm victim to it.
Correct. And with the energy right now, you're going to feel it. So that's why if you could do the incense the candle meditation, that's going to center you, have more balance in you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Are you guys going to be regularly?
Yeah, we are. You know, we're getting back into it. I was really busy, and, you know, sometimes we can't do an evening show. That's why we did, you know, the day show, and we're just kind of figuring out what works best, you know, for everybody. So, yeah.
That's great. Mr. Anthony, is it okay if I contact you, like, later on, just get a reading from you, maybe about this guy, like, we could talk about him off air?
Absolutely, yeah. It'd be a more personalized reading. Sure, just call or text me at 661 area code 492-0065, and then let me know when you're available.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Tanika. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, I kind of prefer not that to do the you know, online dating. She's not doing online dating, but there is a kind of, you know, there's all this, you know, veil of fantasy, you know, like she was saying that guys look at her picture and they make a fantasy, like, of this person, and it was just one good night, and, you know, we can do that. And having, you know, with online or any kind of social media or anything like that, until you meet the person, you know, you don't even know if there's chemistry. I know, like, really hot people, like super hot, and, you know, they do nothing for me. Are they gorgeous? Absolutely. Is it appealing to me? Like, the chemistry, that energy that you meet when you meet somebody, you know, that's important. And for me, that's one of the reasons why I've not, I've not wanted to. I tried online dating. I had a really good time. I met a lot of people that I would have not normally met. But in the end, it just didn't work for me. And in the end, I would rather just, like I was saying earlier, talk to people, you know, and you can practice, like, you know, you make eye contact with people. It doesn't matter who they are. It could be a kid. It could be, you know, an older person. It could be anybody. But we get to practice making eye contact with people and smiling, because everybody's on their phone. Everybody's, like, on social media looking for something, and so often it's right in front of us, like, you know. So I always tell people, I was coaching somebody yesterday who was like, you know, I put myself in the friend zone right away with guys, and I said, you know what, you go out and get your flirt on. And, you know, and she was like, well, what is that? And I said, you know, just start practicing connecting with people, eye-to-eye contact, and smiling. It doesn't have to be flirtatious. It doesn't have to be anybody in particular or some cute guy. And she did, and then she texts me, and she's like, oh, I flirted with this guy at, you know, Trader Joe's. And I was like, there you go, you know. And we have to get in the practice of being connected to people, because that's where we're really going to find, you know, what it is that's a match for us. You know, we match. We're made up of all these, you know, wonderful molecules and so forth. And, you know, it's scientific and spiritual. So what we're up to is a match for other people. And, you know, the more we're out there, the more we are open, the more we're connected to people, the bigger the possibility of us meeting people.
So in other words, Frankie, you're doing offline dating now, right?
Offline dating, that's right.
Are you doing offline or offshore dating?
Either way.
By the way, that whole thing with Facebook, you were telling, sharing with us, Tanika, that the whole thing with Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you're like taking people off or deleting them from Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, did you also delete all your classmates from Sybil Brand High School?
Sybil Bradford. No, those are my homies, man. What?
They're Sybil all Brand. Gone. They're all there waiting for you at the Sybil Brand High School Union.
You're so funny. Do they even, is Sybil Brand even still, like, open? Like, didn't they make it, like, the Women's Detention Center and they don't call it Sybil Brand anymore? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's called something else. I think it's called something else. I don't know what they call it.
It's in Linwood now.
It's
yeah.
In Linwood
so,
now?
Mr.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Anthony and I are from like, you know, East LA. You know, and we met, you know, recently, well, not very recently, but we didn't meet in East LA. And we all, when we know mutual, like, people and homies and stuff, which is kind of funny. And Sybil Brand used to be the Women's Detention Center there up on the hill. very pretty facility area. But so he likes to tease
and that.
That.
And that's where you went to school, right? But you're in denial. Sybil Brand High School, right?
Sybil Brand High School no longer exists. That's funny.
Right.
So anyway, so yeah, so between now and the full moon, it's pretty intense, huh?
Yeah, it is, actually. Got a lot of stuff going on here. And what I've noticed, because a lot of people always ask me, hey, Mr. Anthony, with this Mercury retrograde business, the thing with Mercury retrograde, it also depends what sign it's in. Right now, Mercury is in Aries, and it's going to be there at least till May 12th. So that basically means that Aries always means the self. It means I am self-realization, I am love, I am loving. On the other hand, Aries, the ram, is the energy of being self-absorbed. So you have the yin and yang of astrology, like anything else. Positive side to Mercury and Aries is self-realization to assist you and other people. The negative side of Mercury and Aries would be to be self-absorbed and everything's about you.
Yeah,
so
I hate thinking about myself all the time. You know, when I get really self-absorbed, I hate it because I drive myself crazy thinking. And, you know, I always feel better when I'm, yeah, I do my, you know, my meditation and my prayers and all that stuff, which is great. And that's the you know, it's like putting gas in the car and like, you know, in the morning and going for the day. And I've gotten into that practice the morning and evening, you know, with my chanting that I do and my prayers, right? So, but, you know, when I'm in a breakdown and I'm trying to figure something out, I really don't like it because it just, I don't want that introspective, you know, trying to figure out why I'm hurting. And I know we all have to do that as human beings, you know, like, you know, there's pain. There's pain inside of any kind of change, but suffering's optional, you know. So I kind of cut myself off at some point, you know, and just say, okay, you know, well, you got to figure it out and know it's going to pass and stuff. And so, like, you know, when those things happen, you know, as of course, as you know, I'll reach out to you and I reach out to my mentors who know me, who care about me, and who are very wise and can help me maneuver through it. So we don't have to stay there. But I hate that self-absorbed stuff. It just drives me crazy. Crazy.
So when you get crazy, you become like a bipolar Gemini or what?
Yeah. Totally. I'm your class.
Well, you're not alone.
You're
not alone. We all do that, Frankie. You know, we all do that Gemini thing.
Yeah.
So Gemini basically means that you think a lot and you analyze a lot, like four times over. The fourth power is what you do.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But you're a lot more than a Gemini because you have one sign in Cancer, which is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Mars in Leo. So when you get upset, you become a raging lion, is what that means. So you have Mars and Leo.
I do. It's bad. I've really worked on that. But, you know, sometimes people, you know, if they're going to mess with the lion's going to come out at some point, you know.
So. Yeah, and you start growing. But Mars and Leo also means that you take action with your creativity. Leo means music, entertainment, film, all that stuff in the entertainment realm. So you have that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, we are kind of like, we had, what's interesting is that because it's during the day, they're probably at work and they probably had to hang up. So I've been looking for them to come back on and they haven't. So we might need to just wrap up the show a few minutes early, if that's okay with you.
Sure, Frankie. And then I can meet you at Silver Brand Cafe near the beach.
All right. All right. I'll see you there for some coffee out of the machine.
Good coffee and bagels near the beach. Civil Brand.
There you go.
And don't forget your bandana, and don't forget your sandals.
I won't. So, you know, for anybody who's listening, Mr. Anthony's number is 661-492-0065. For a personal reading, and you can also email him at mranthony@gmail.com. And if
that,
you want
to... That would be, Frankie, mranthonyastrology@gmail.com.
Ah, okay. And this is also a podcast that you can, when we hang up, you can go and download it and listen to it again. So you get the astrological forecast and it listens.
And
to
also, I'm having a special, Frankie. Everybody who does a personal reading with Mr. Anthony, either on the phone or texting or in person, you get a free love money instant with each Mr. Anthony reading.
Awesome. What does that mean?
The free love money incense. I've been doing a lot of that. I do my meditations with the love money incense,
mm-hmm.
and it's really been incredible. So I've been a lot of things have been happening by including that love money incense in my spiritual practice.
Oh wow! And how do we get that?
So in other words, you make an appointment with Mr. Anthony for a reading, and you get the free love money incense with each Mr. Anthony reading at 661-492-0065 or mranthonyastrology@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, that sounds very cool. I always look forward to your packages in the mail when I get something
cool
from you. It's awesome. Really,
you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. So did I put the right cell block number when I mail that to you at the Civil Brand Post Office?
You did. I got right
so
to
cell
me.
Cell block 007.
Everything was
Frankie
delivered
Bond.
In a very timely manner. Exactly.
Frankie Bond, that's you. Cell block 007.
Right. Well, good. Well, everybody, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We will, you know, if you subscribe, if, you know, follow the show, and that way you'll get notification when we're back on, and we will talk to you all soon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.